This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Decades from now, in his addled mind, which also believes he got 81 million votes, Joe Biden thinks that he will have statues all over the place like Lenin and Marx. Because the number one priority for the Biden administration is to inflict as much pain and suffering on you as possible. So later on down the road, you will run to socialism. President Joe Biden recently announced plans to illegally transfer student loan debt from existing borrowers to the rest of the American public, making that the latest abuse of executive power by America's commander-in-chief. In fact, he doesn't actually have the authority to do this, but that'll be dealt with later. He said, in keeping with my campaign promise, my administration is announcing a plan to keep working in middle-class families' breathing room, or to give them, as they prepare to resume federal student loan payments in January 2023. Which, he's not that articulate, so it's probably done by one of his staffers on Twitter. As described in the graphic that accompanied the tweet, they plan to forgive, quote, forgive, up to $20,000 for individuals who attended college to go on Pell Grants, and $10,000 for those who did not receive such a grant. While the new loan forgiveness plan only applies to individuals making less than $125,000 a year, a cap that means little, considering plenty of college graduates make less than six figures upon graduation but have a wealthy trajectory, they also plan to extend the current pause on student loan repayments through December 31st, 2022. Now, the first thing I would tell you is if you're one of these people getting this forgiven and you think you have made this monstrous dodge, then you should probably never plan on having any children, because you're passing it on to them. You're passing it on to them. Because now the next thing they're going to do is trying to figure out a way to kick the can of that forgiveness, as they would call it, down the road until it doesn't happen for a while. So at the very worst, you're just going to end up paying it later. And at the very least, you're giving it to your kids. Despite Biden and their best attempts to spin this new garbage policy initiative as a forgiving of student loans, the stark reality is that there is no such thing. While they use terms like canceling or forgiving student debt, what they really mean is taking money from American taxpayers, the majority of whom choose not to attend college, never have been. You know, they might drive through the campus, that's as close as it comes. And then they're going to use it to subsidize the minority of individuals that opted to pursue higher education. Not only will this bail out a fragment of the American populace that chose to take on the responsibility of student loans, it will do so for those who are better financially equipped to repay them. The other thing to ask about this is, are they going to continue the program as it is right now? So what they're basically, if they do, what they're basically saying is, okay, we know that it got to this critical mass, and in order to alleviate some of that pressure on America's best and brightest, we decided to forgive it. But we're going to keep on doing things the way we've been doing. Now, as reported by Federalist Western correspondent Tristan Justice, a 2020 report by the left-wing Brookings Institution found the highest income 40% of households, those with incomes above $74,000, owe almost 60% of the outstanding education debt and make almost three-quarters of the payments, while those with the lowest income, 40% of households, hold just under 20% of the outstanding debt and make only 10% of the payments. Meanwhile, students who took loans are far better equipped to pay them off than any other American taxpayer, she wrote. A typical worker with a bachelor's degree is likely to earn nearly $1 million more over their career lifetime than the same person with just a high school diploma. But pain is the point here. While forcing you to subsidize the poor choices of the rich may be a surprising choice to some, the moronic policy championed by Biden and company falls in line with the same hierarchical mindset they displayed over the past 2 years. During the COVID pandemic, the federal government and politicians across the country pushed for severe lockdowns, leading to the permanent closure of approximately 200,000 establishments, many of them small businesses, and leaving tens of millions of America's workers jobless. Schools throughout the nation are also closed, wherein millions of children were left to fall behind in their educational careers. On Twitter, Sean Davis tweeted, "The regime destroyed your business, killed your job, closed your kid's school, fired you for refusing an experimental shot, then refused to send you $2,000 checks after ruining your life, and now you get to spend $10,000 to pay off the debts of a college grad making $120,000 a year." During this time, of course, simply going outside was deemed a public health risk. Unless you remember Black Lives Matter, who took part in the burning down of American cities during the summer of 2020, in which case your actions didn't receive a hint of condemnation from the same officials telling the public to triple mask in order to protect their neighbors. And if cutting off your ability to provide for your family and letting your property burn without punishing the arsonist wasn't bad enough, Joe, the great unifier-in-chief Biden, took it upon himself in September 2021 to unconstitutionally force businesses with more than 99 employees to receive an experimental vaccine or risk losing their job. Coupled with his anti-energy policy and insane spending packages, which have led to skyrocketing gas prices and record inflation, the number one priority for the Biden administration has been, and continues to be, to inflict as much pain and suffering on the American people as possible. For the anti-constitutionalists in the White House and embedded in the federal government, pushing policies that cripple the ability of the American worker to sustain themselves is the point. Forcing taxpayers to subsidize well-off college graduates is simply the latest tool in their arsenal to dismantle individualism here and grow the power of an already out-of-control federal leviathan that seeks to control you and your way of life. One of the, I fully get the one issue voter, I do. For some people, it'll be, maybe it's abortion, maybe it's something fiscal. For me, while I sit here and I say to you that I'm a Second Amendment advocate because I believe the Second Amendment is actually the teeth of the Bill of Rights, I sincerely and truly submit to you that all of the rights are equally important. And all of the rights are equally being infringed as we go along with it. And in the interim, you know, we've got Republicans who aren't doing anything. We've got Democrats who are doing everything in their power. And we're just supposed to sit here and absorb this abuse and this pain. And that's where it becomes worrying for me, because there is no vessel that can absorb continuous, constant, increasing pressure without it finally rupturing. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you don't. But sooner or later, we're either going to have to do the hard work, or we're going to have to do the harder work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. 2010, this is when I came into talk radio. And in 2011, after the 2010 midterms, as the presidential politics of the upcoming year were starting to unfold, you know, things were tight even back then. Not like what they are now, but a lot of people were looking at 2012 and saying it looked a lot like 1860, as in it looked a lot then like we were headed into a civil war. And we, you know, this has been a thought process for a while. The deep fracturing of the American electorate. With the advent of the Tea Party, this was the first time I'd ever seen other Americans openly disparaged to the degree with such venom that they did with the Tea Party. And leading up to the 2012 presidential election was starting to look like what happened in the presidential election in 1860, which occurred amid another massive splintering of the American electorate. The issue of slavery in the 1850s, whether or to the extent which it could or should be tolerated in America, tore apart the fabric of common value in the nation, and the result was collapse. And there were presidential candidates in 1860 running on four different party tickets: the newly formed Republican Party, the Constitutional Union Party, the northern and southern parts of a split Democratic Party. Abraham Lincoln, the Republican candidate, emerged victorious with just 39.82% of the popular vote. And upon his declared victory, seven southern states seceded from the Union. Soon there would be a bloody civil war. A vibrant, free, truly free, democratic republic nation thrives with differences of opinion. But there's a difference between differences of opinion on specific issues of policy and a fracturing of discourse because of the absence of common ground of value and principle. And in order for us to function as a nation, there has to be some sort of common denominator of shared value somewhere where we always agree. And this common denominator of that shared value or principle is eroding today. And animosities are sharpening and deepening. Is this a prediction of another civil war? God forbid. But the depth of animosities now is looking less like a healthy discourse of a free country and looking more like unraveling of our social fabric. And it's dangerous. And we should be aware of what is going on. A new survey released by Pew Research Center bears out this trend, showing animosities between those identifying with the two parties getting increasingly sharp, and increasing numbers of Americans, particularly younger Americans, not happy with either. Per the Pew report in 1994, 21% of Republicans had a very unfavorable view of the Democratic Party. Today it's 62%. In 1994, 17% of Democrats had a very unfavorable view of the Republican Party. Today it is 54%. 72% of Republicans now, compared to 45% in 2016, say Democrats are more dishonest than other Americans. 63% of Democrats, compared to 42% in 2016, say the Republicans are more dishonest than other Americans. And one thing that everybody of all stripes, unless you're actually an active politician in office today, you should probably sit out there and understand one thing that you're out there, both of you are doing right now this minute. You're both mimicking what you hear. You're both mimicking what you hear. The biggest fear I have is the lack of critical thinking. That's a story for another day. According to the survey, in 2022, 27% of Americans now have unfavorable opinions of both parties, compared to 60% in 1994, who held unfavorable views of both parties. And this is all consistent with a new survey from Gallup showing that more than half, 52% of young Americans born between 81 and 96, identifies independence. And 44% of those born between 1960 and 1980, I'm one of them, 33% of those born between 46 and 64, and 26% of those born between 28 and 45 identify as independents. Now, just as the presence of slavery challenged the core values and beliefs in which the nation was founded. Now we have a lot of issues, not just one. We have sexual identity and abortion and the nature and existence of marriage and family. They're dividing the common ground on which we stand, in addition to just a myriad of all kinds of other things. And related to this is the core question of government and its role in the lives of you. And when those divisions become so deep that civil discourse can no longer mend what has unraveled, we need to be treading carefully then. Another recent Gallup poll shows 53% of Americans saying they worry a great deal about crime and violence. Here's the problem. How are we supposed to stay together? How are we supposed to remain intact when we have absolutely nothing in common with each other regarding how we see the world? Limited government and individual freedom are the classic American answers. But we are going in the opposite direction. The division right now is like the Grand Canyon. It's daunting to look at. It really is. It's daunting to look at. When we get out there, and I mean, 10 years ago, the idea of transgenderism, where men would be allowed in women's, in the ladies' room, in women's bathrooms, would have been unheard of. It would have been unheard of. Some of the things that were expected, and in fact, it's demanded that we do. Like right now, they're demanding that we say what they want us to say. In some cases, in New York, Kathy Hochul is trying to do that. That would have been unheard of a few years back. Not even Democrats would go that far. Kathy Hochul is making Cuomo look like a romper room host. She's gone complete totalitarian. She just got slammed around by the Bruin decision. And she's going complete totalitarian. So, these things, all of these differences and everything, we have to ask ourselves, how far are we willing to go? And the problem is not, and this is the, and maybe this is my bias, but I don't think we're the problem. I don't think the limited government outlook is the problem. It's the ones who insist that they get to dictate to me and you how we live. That's the problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal judge says he will release a redacted affidavit in regards to a search that was conducted at former President Trump's home. The decision came after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. Despite his decision, the judge said the government has proved parts of the affidavit should be kept under wraps. The feud between Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is in a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor continuing to bus illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News. California is continuing to set what many think are ambitious goals regarding the green agenda.
All new cars sold in California by 2035 must be zero emission under plans set to be adopted by the Golden State this week. California is already having serious problems with its power grid, as rolling brownouts and blackouts are very common. Now the plan is to put every single car driven in California on the power grid. There was no indication if cars from other states would be allowed to enter California if they use an internal combustion engine after 2035. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pro-life bills go into effect in three states on Thursday. New laws banning abortion in Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Texas are taking effect 2 months after the United States Supreme Court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that established a constitutional right to abortion. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The recent clandestine raid on the home of former President Trump leaves little doubt in my mind that we are in the midst of a very low-intensity second civil war. It's a non-shooting war with multiple fronts of attack waged and supported by both domestic and foreign enemies. If they are successful, they will have effectively nullified the constitutional republic and negated most, if not all, of the cherished constitutional rights and freedoms. This is being waged successfully against the American Republic by multiple organizations and numerous powerful, very wealthy people who are all progressives, all striving to control the manner in which you think, speak, and act. Daily, all of our constitutional freedoms and rights are under severe attack. There's an urgent and immediate need for all of you to get actively engaged in this. This is low intensity because nobody's doing anything against it. So I got three things I want to tell you about. And remember this, you have power, even as a single citizen, and it can be profound. Right now, we're in dire need of leaders and supporters who care much more about the preservation of the nation's republic than about enriching themselves or doing only what their major donors desire. America needs many more courageous, patriotic leaders like DeSantis, who, along with other bold actions, recently fired a George Soros-funded leftist Florida prosecutor. He's actively fighting the use of woke environmental, social, and governance standards by financial institutions to determine loans and other financial support for Florida businesses and citizens. Many more, all of the Republican chief executives should be doing this. And we need this kind of thing cloned all over the place, and it's needed at all levels of government, county, city, state, and federal. And it's urgently needed at all levels of the educational hierarchy, including K through 12 and college and university environments. Domestic and foreign enemies waging and supporting the Second Civil War include, number one, the radical far-left-controlled Democrat Party. While I sit back and bash the Republicans for doing nothing, these guys are actively, aggressively pursuing this agenda. They're controlled by members of the radical far left who are committed to an ideology that says America is an evil country, illicitly founded. These radicals lack and are not the and are not the least bit interested in a balanced history of America's founders and founding, because they are pushing a Marxist agenda. Their attacks on the American Republic include, among other things, maintaining an extremely dangerous, deadly open southern border, supporting violent, lawless groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and deliberately eliminating the energy independence that we had and risking our national security. Number two, there's the Great Reset Agenda, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum. Members of the WHO and WEF, both which get a lot of money from Bill Gates and other wealthy progressives, have concocted what they call the Great Reset Agenda. And this is nothing less than an effort to control your lives by controlling your health and your money. And the radical far left, controlled Democrat Party, supports the Great Reset Agenda because it's an attack on our constitutional republic. And then number three, the Chinese Communist Party, Russia, and other tyrannical governments like North Korea. They are notorious for continual cyber attacks against our infrastructure. The involvement of the CCP and the COVID-19 virus is well accepted by numerous investigators. And the CCP, they exert great influence on many of our leading colleges and universities to promote CCP propaganda against long-accepted American values. Now, what can you do? Well, first get down a notepad and write this down. Number one, you can use the tools provided by the Act for America that allow citizens to easily contact their state and federal representatives about pending legislation that is being promoted by far-left Democrats. Various legislators have indicated that it takes hearing from only 40 to 50 of their constituents to make a difference in critical votes on pending legislation. Interviews with legislators indicate that many consider a note or call from a single constituent to be representative of 1,000 people. So, when you're out there and you're making that call or writing that note, you are indeed potent. Number two, you can form small groups of military veterans and other citizen groups to become active vocal supporters of bona fide conservative political candidates. Provide this same support for strong conservative candidates for local school boards and other educational positions. An example of a highly successful activist veterans organization is American Veterans Vote in Virginia. Number three, parents and all citizens concerned about the education of America's youth need to assist in viewing the curricula that K-12 teachers are using to instruct students in their locality. Challenge any race-based material, any sexual orientation material, any transgender indoctrination material, and any anti-American books and other materials being used. And don't just go once. Continue to appear at school board meetings to demand of any critical race theory or derivative instructive stuff being thrown out there at your kids. If necessary, contact the No Left Turn in Education organization for potential advice, legal assistance. Also, this is very important for you to consider. I've said this many times. In the end, as long as they are in power, most of this is going to be media-driven. Understand that. Most of it's going to be media-driven because there's just not enough people in government to actually make it happen. There's not enough people in media to make it happen. But what you're being fed on a daily basis is a bunch of junk. Like right now, I think the New York Post is a fairly decently conservative publication, if you want to call it that. And on their front page, in numerous places, they have the pending divorce between Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin. Now, I find it sad that Rocky and Jennifer are getting a divorce. And I also think to myself, it's none of my damn business. I do not live my life vicariously through various celebrities that I sit out there and go, oh, I wish I was like them. Oh, I wish I was like that. I wish I had that much money. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Because wishing does nothing. Now, I can get out here and try to build something or create something and try to make that for myself, but wishing gets you nowhere. So, you have to figure out for yourself and look at media as a salad bar, a buffet, and take only that which you want, and then look at it and examine it. Ask questions about it. Don't take it at face value. Don't take what I say at face value. Because the things that are happening now, it'll be far harder to get it back in a fight than it will be to fight to keep it in the first place. So this is not the time to be complacent about life in America. There's too much at stake. If you love America, and you love the cherished constitutional freedom and rights, you truly need to become active, because right now we're in the middle of a low-intensity, cold, second American Civil War. And that's bad enough. It becomes worse if it becomes kinetic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN Team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I was not a big fan of Dr. Oz, of thinking about a Senator Dr. Oz in the Pennsylvania Senate primary. But I'm very much in favor of him now that he is now going to have to face off against Heart Attack Shrek, the communist mutant who spent the first half century of his life sponging off his parents and who now wants to spend the second half spending off the feds with a D.C. sinecure. John Fetterman makes Bernie Sanders look like Milton Friedman. And despite this, there are still Republicans who are not all in on Oz. Which brings us to a problem. We find ourselves in a situation where we don't have the best that we could have. But by the same token, we're going to have to go with that because, unfortunately, when you're in war, when you're going to war, you got to go with what you got. That's an unfortunate truth. So whether you got creases and your weapon is all oiled up or everything's rusty and you look like you were hit with a wrinkle missile, you get to go with me, and we're both going to go fight a common enemy. And we need to get all in on Dr. Oz, people. Not my primary choice. And, how much say should I have in, as a South Carolinian, in what's going on in Pennsylvania? How much say should I have in how the fine GOP folk of the Keystone State chooses their Senate nominee? But he was the Republican voter's choice. Primaries do mean something. That's when the voters get to tell the party's power structures that we're going with this guy or gal, or in the case of the Democrats, this non-binary being who identifies as a walrus. Now, if we believe in elections, still, and we have been pretty outspoken about the obnoxious election shenanigans we faced in 2020, then we should act like it. Dr. Oz won. I was not pulling for him. A lot of people wanted somebody else, but you know who didn't? The plurality of the Pennsylvania GOP. So where do we stand on elections? Are we for them, or are we only for them when they go our way? That's the problem with believing in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and, you know, the Republic and all that. Sometimes it doesn't go the way we think it should, and at the same time, if it went the way it was written to be, if it went the way... if it was all above board, well, then we got to go with that. And because it is the latter, maybe such people would be more comfortable in the Democratic Party, because that's their MO. Think about that one. What's the proper response when you lose a primary? Well, in the case of the Republicans, what we should be doing is we should be sucking it up, getting on the team, and bringing the win. And again, maybe you didn't want him, but you lost that argument. There's little more obnoxious than Republicans getting in a hissy fit because they did not get their way after somebody else won fair and square. That's exactly, precisely what the cruise ship cons, the bulwark schmucks, and the never Trump sissies did. They lost and they got mad. We can't be these people. These are very bad role models, and imitating them will do nothing except make your pool boy happy. Very happy. We need unity in the tough Pennsylvania Senate race, and we're not getting it to the extent we need. Two of his opponents, David McClintock and Carla Sands, are now heading out on the campaign trail to support Dr. Oz. Do you think they're happy they got passed over? At the very least, no, they're not happy at all. They're disappointed. But then duty called and they both picked up. They will run again in the future, and Pennsylvania should remember who showed up and fought instead of sulked. If you want to see a difference, these two people you've never heard of, McClintock, Carla Sands, you never heard of them, but you have heard of Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney's out there right now beating down on her voters who didn't vote for her. She's saying the real work has just begun. What the hell have we been paying you for the last 6 years, Liz? If you only just now are getting down to work. In Pennsylvania, there is a third person, Kathy Barnett, who came close to pulling off an upset, but is apparently not getting on the team. She was famously a soldier, and now she's failing to fall in when it's time to go over the top. And for the Pennsylvania GOP, that should be disqualifying. She should rethink her position and get out there for the Republican candidate. Politics and legislating is a performance-based profession. And if you cannot perform, and if you cannot put whoever your constituents are in front of you, then you shouldn't be there in the first place. And I know that's a very quaint supposition I'm making, or presumption, or declaration, or whatever shun you want to call it. But what I'm saying is this. It does not come down to your feels. Sorry. I get it, you know, sometimes it is hard to swallow your pride and get on board. And so what? Life's not fair. Sometimes you just have to suck it up and drive on. There are people out there who do not like the hardcore Doug Mastriano for governor either. And you know what? They need to shut up and get behind him too. Because united we stand, and divided we lose our country to the damn commies. And I get the argument about voting for people who are not a perfect match. Dr. Oz has some positions or had them that we don't like. And I acknowledge that. Now grow the hell up and support him anyway. He's the Republican. In the general, that is the beginning and the end of the inquiry. Politics is about choices, and this choice is binary. You can have a hulking Marxist ogre whose fried brain means he will be a ventriloquist dummy for the radical lunatics surrounding him. Or you can have a guy who's going to be with us a good 95% of the time and give the GOP control of the Senate agenda. Do you remember Georgia? Not backing the Republicans in Georgia got us a ton of pinko judges and 87,000 new IRS stooges. Setting out the runoff was a great plan. This decision was as easy as choosing between receiving $1 million and seeing Brian Stelter, who is a potato, breakdance naked to Baby Got Back. And the party leaders need to set a better example. Mitch McConnell, as part of this continuing series of missteps, let himself be heard complaining to the regime media about the quality of the GOP Senate roster. That's just dumb. Candidates, yeah, sure, they can be bad. If you have to deny you are a witch like the one in Delaware, that is bad. But if you think it's smart to state your eccentric views about sexual matters like the guy in Missouri, that's bad. If you're a renowned heart surgeon and you call a vegetable plate crudite, that's not bad. That's just fodder for the Twitter shut-ins. And, yeah, he's got a bunch of houses. Because, unlike his deadbeat rich kid opponent, he made the money and he bought them. We should not resent Dr. Oz. We should want to be him. And the minion media narrative on Dr. Oz is that he's losing big time. And that's regime propaganda, but this is a real fight. And it's going to get serious after Labor Day when the normal start paying attention. Selena Zito, who's forgotten more about Pennsylvania politics than the regime media will ever know, says that Dr. Oz is crisscrossing the state, building contacts and mending fences after the primary, and that's what he should be doing. That's very smart. We need to see the Donald in PA helping him. It would not hurt for him to write some checks, too, because it was Trump's endorsement that got him nominated. And Oz has to beat the ox for Trump's sake, because if the good doctor loses, Trump will rightly share the blame. Cocaine Mitch is going to come around despite his ill-advised misgivings. His PAC is dropping tens of millions into the race with ads hitting the hoodlum hugger in a hoodie for his insistence that we need to open the prisons and close the precincts. And this is good stuff. Let the Dems talk about New Jersey and Dr. Oz can talk about cracking down on crime. His own ads will land later. He's got less money than Fetterman does because he doesn't have a bunch of California and New York donors trying to buy the seat for the woke left. So, stop complaining, and let's get to work getting Dr. Oz and every other candidate with an R after his or her name elected. We will deal with their laziness and idiosyncrasies later. Right now, we have to arrest the fall. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.